according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in disarray, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. On that day shall catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm going to bypass the gospel today and just give you an introduction to Luke, because we start reading from Luke's gospel today and for the rest of the year. Luke is my favorite gospel by far, and you're going to be tired of hearing about it by the end of the year. Luke writes his gospel in about the year 85, and he addresses it to Roman citizens living in present-day Turkey. But they are not the rich and powerful Roman citizens. Luke's gospel is addressed to the people on the margins of life, the poor, the homeless, the shepherds, etc., etc. And throughout Luke's gospel, Jesus is totally powerless. He has no power whatsoever, beginning with his birth in a stable, in a manger among animals and shepherds, the lowest and dirtiest people on the planet of the time. If Luke's Jesus were to come back today, I don't think he would come here. I think he would go and stand with the immigrants who are knocking on the door of our southern border. I think we would find him among the homeless and the drug addicts. And he would shudder in pain every time he would watch his church exert its influence to bring about legislation or to try to moralize on the rest of people. Luke's Jesus is powerless. Secondly, Luke's Jesus is the all-forgiving Jesus. We can be forgiven anything, anything. Listen to this gospel. It'll give you great hope. Luke's Jesus' last words on the cross are, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Contrast that with Mark's Jesus, who cries out in anguish, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you abandoned me?" Luke is the only gospel author to give us the story of the prodigal son, which I think is the most powerful story in all of the gospels. If you remember, the father is out walking in the field, and from afar he spots his son. The son doesn't even get a chance to say to his father, "Will you forgive me? Will you take me back?" The minute he spots him coming, the father calls for a fatted calf to be killed, a cloak for his shoulders, a ring for his finger, because "my son who was dead is alive." And he does the same thing for you and me when we recognize our failings. Thirdly, Luke either knew the Blessed Mother personally or knew someone who knew her personally. We learn more about Mary in Luke's gospel than the other three gospels combined. Only Luke tells us the story of the Annunciation, the angel coming to Mary that she would be the mother of his son. Only Luke tells us about the visitation, Mary going to visit her kinswoman Elizabeth, who was about to give birth to John the Baptist. And only Luke gives us the familiar Christmas story of Jesus being born in a manger, in a stable, surrounded by animals and shepherds. Luke gives us more about Mary than all of the other gospels combined. And finally, Luke is the great storyteller. I love somebody who can tell a good story, and Luke does it all through his gospel. He's the only one, as I said, to give us the story of the prodigal son, the only one to give us the story of the Good Samaritan, that it was a Samaritan, not a Jew, who bent to help that crippled person. Luke gives us the story of the woman at the well, when Jesus doesn't punish her for her sins, but simply says to her, "Go and sin no more." I invite you to listen to Luke this year. His Jesus will fill you with hope like none of the other Gospels do. Amen.